This is the day Alaska Senator Ted Stevens testifies in his own defense. His wife, Catherine, is also scheduled to answer questions at the senator's corruption trial. Senator Stevens is accused of lying on his Senate disclosure forms. It was allegedly an effort to conceal $250,000 in gifts and services from an oil industry executive. And we have more this morning from NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The focus of the trial is on the remodeling of Stevens' modest A-frame house in Alaska into a split-level chalet with wraparound decks, a jacuzzi, fancy grill, and other amenities. The senator has said he paid all the bills he got, and Stevens' defense lawyers have sought to portray him as only peripherally involved in the project, with Mrs. Stevens the one in charge. As defense lawyer Brendan Sullivan put it, they have a saying around their house that when it comes to things in and around the teepee, the wife controls. Alaskan reporters call the Stevens defense something else. They call it throwing Catherine Stevens off the dog sled. The jury will be able to make up its own mind on the question when it hears from the 84-year-old senator and his wife. It's rare and risky for a defendant to testify in a case like this. Senator Stevens, if he goes through with it, will be subject to wide-ranging cross-examination. In a break yesterday with the jury out of the room, he tested out the witness chair, but he's under no obligation to testify if he decides against it at the last minute. And there are those who still think he won't do it, that this is just a head fake to take the prosecution off its game. The prosecutors have had a rough road in this case. They've been reprimanded repeatedly by the judge, who at one point told prosecutors they knowingly submitted evidence that was a lie. Although in the end the judge decided against declaring a mistrial, he struck some major pieces of evidence from the case, telling the jury he was doing so because the prosecution had failed to live up to its responsibility to follow the rules. The prosecution, however, has managed to redeem its case quite a bit during the defense case, scoring major points off of defense witnesses during cross-examination. The case is expected to go to the jury next week. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.